This is HPR episode 1779 entitled, Cowsay and Piglet. It is hosted by John Culp and is about 16 minutes long. The summary is, Cowsay and Piglet, two fun ASCII text commands.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana here, and today I'm going to talk about a couple of fun Linux commands that I like to use for various reasons that I'll get into in just a moment, but the commands are cowsay and figlet. Cowsay and figlet are both commands that you can use to do fun things with text. Cowsay will have either a cow or some other animal or image or something say the words that you tell it to. And figlet creates a kind of ASCII text banner for you. So I don't really know whether cowsay comes by default installed on Linux systems or not. I really don't remember, but it's very easy to install with just apt-get install cowsay or whatever you use on your Linux distribution. You can also probably get it on the various versions of BSD or on a Mac system or something like that. But once you have cowsay installed, it's very easy to run in a terminal. You simply type the word cowsay, space, and then in quotes, whatever you want the cow to say. And on the show notes, I will give you a few examples. The first one is cowsay, space, open quote, Hacker Public Radio, close quote. And then I show the result of it there. There's a little cow that says Hacker Public Radio. Now, there are various modes of cowsay, and you can look at the man page for a rundown of all of them. The modes are Borg mode, dead, with a D flag. A G flag will give you greedy mode, and that turns the eyeballs into dollar signs. Let's see. P flag causes a state of paranoia to come over the cow. That's what the manual page says, and I don't remember what the change to the eyeballs is. Most of these things change either the eyeballs or the tongue or both. The S flag makes the cow appear thoroughly stoned. T yields a tired cow, and W is somewhat the opposite of T and initiates wired mode. All of these things are right from the man page. Y brings on the cow's youthful appearance. So in the show notes, I give an example where I use the tired mode. And to do that, you do cowsay space dash T to give it the tired flag. And then I say, Ken is tired of begging for shows. And so that results in a cow with hyphens for eyeballs saying, Ken is tired of begging for shows. So those are different ways to make the cow look different and say different things. Now, you can also make stuff besides the cow appear. There's a whole bunch of, I think on my system, there are 46 different cowsay images. And you use the different cowsay files by using the F flag. So if the example that I give in the show notes, I use a dragon. Cowsay space dash F space dragon space. And then I give the dragon something to say. In this case, I say you can threaten someone with a dragon. The dragon here is saying, record and upload a show or else. So then you can see the dragon saying this. There's also a way to make the animals think these things so that you get like little thought bubbles instead of a speech bubble. But I couldn't figure out how to do that. Interestingly, there's an Android app Fracal say that is actually easier to do these things. You get little drop-down menus to choose which image you want to use, and then you can choose which mode from another drop-down menu, and then you can share it either by it will make an image out of it, or you can send it as text in an email or something like that. Okay, so then the next example that I give in the show notes shows how you can pipe something through CalSay. So you don't have to start with the CalSay command. Here I do an echo, and you guys might want to look at this command in the show notes. I like this one. On Linux, praise a hookah with a random cal. I thought I would praise a hookah because he's such a frequent contributor to this show that he's worthy of praise. So I do echo, single quote, a hookah rocks, exclamation point, single quote, and then a vertical bar to pipe it through, CalSay space dash F space. And then I have a command that will choose a cal randomly by first finding all of the CalSay files. So to do that, I do locate *.cal, vertical bar, so that finds them all. And then to select one randomly, I use the shuf command. That's S-H-U-F. I guess that's short for shuffle. And then on the shuf command, I give it the N1 flag, which tells it to bring back only one result. So it shuffles them all and then just brings back the top one. And I enclose that whole thing in $, open parenthesis, locate space, *.cal, vertical bar, shuf space, .n1, close parenthesis. So CalSay will use the file that is the result of that whole command. Anyway, it's probably easier to go to the show notes and look at that thing, but if you paste that into your terminal and run it after you have CalSay installed, and incidentally, you might have to install shuf as well. I don't remember whether that comes as a default package or not. But in the time that I did it, it came back with the Kalth Vader image saying Ahuka rocks. Now, I used single quotes that time because I was using an exclamation point. When I said Ahuka rocks, I followed it with an exclamation point. And if you don't use the single quotes, then the shell will treat that exclamation point as some kind of operator. So you have to use the single quotes instead of double quotes there. All right. So that's how you use CalSay. Now, you might wonder, what good is this? Why would I need to make cows or other images say things? And the reason is, it's fun. And the way I use them is, every once in a while I will send somebody a message that way, but you kind of have to be careful sending ASCII images in email because they don't always look right. Most email clients are not configured to display plain text properly. They'll try to interpret it as HTML and then the images get all garbled. But the way I use these things the most is just in little comments to myself inside my source files. So in my counterpoint books or in my course syllabi or any other documents that I write in HTML or LaTeX or anything like that, for subheadings or just sections where I want to divide one part from another, I will generate one of these CalSay images that says, I don't know, chapter 3 or something like that, and then enclose it in comment code so that it shows up as a comment and nobody else can see it. And it's just kind of a nice thing that makes me smile when I see it there in my code. I also use CalSay to post little fun messages like this for my counterpoint students. I will display them as HTML labels on Moodle. And so, I don't know, it's just kind of a fun thing. Another thing I do that I think is kind of fun, and I've come to rely on it, is on my Raspberry Pi, I have a script that every day at, I think, 5 a.m., it runs this script, and it does an elinks command, an elinks dump command that downloads in plain text the contents of weather.com for my zip code, and it scrapes out just the information I want, which is the current temperature. And it finds the current temperature on that page and gets rid of everything else, and then formats that for me using a random CalSay image. and then emails it to me. So every morning when I wake up, there's an email waiting for me from my Raspberry Pi with a random Kausei image telling me what the current temperature is. And so, I don't know, it's kind of fun and something that I'm used to. For sending the email, I use a package called SendEmail, which I think is just a Perl script, where you set up some kind of little configuration file with your details, or in the script itself, you can tell it what username and password and email address to use and all that stuff. So that's how I use Kausei. Now, Figlet does not use images like that. It just prints out text, but it does it in sort of banner style. So I would encourage you to look on the show notes where I give some examples. The first one I give is Figlet space dash W. That's the wrap option. It tells you how many characters to go before it starts wrapping to a new line. I do Figlet space hyphen W space 45, telling it to wrap after 45 characters, space, open quotes, Hacker Public Radio, close quote. And then I show you the result on there, and it does Hacker Public Radio in very large letters, one word per line, because of the wrap option that I put there. If I'd given no wrapping option, it would put it all just right out in a single line. And Figlet has several different fonts that you can use, including slanty ones, small ones. You can tell it to keep the letters from touching each other, or you can have them snuggle up next to each other, and that's the default option. They also allow you to print out text with stuff around each letter, and I use one of those for another example in the show notes. Use an alternate font with the dash F option. So in this one, I use the digital font, which puts little pluses and minuses and vertical bars around every letter. So here the command is figlet space dash F space digital. That tells it to use the digital font, and then whatever you want it to say. In this case, I used Community News. And then I show you the result in the show notes there. Community News with a bunch of pluses and minuses and vertical bars surrounding every letter. So, I use Figlet in much the same way that I use Kausei. I'll have section headings inside my source code done up in Figlet to make it easier to see as I'm scrolling through, and also to make it kind of fun. So that's it. I'm going to put some links in the show notes also. One of the links is to my random Kausei Is It Friday Yet webpage. And this is where I think every half hour or so my web server runs my script for Is It Friday, which checks what day it is. And depending on what day it is, it'll say either yes, it's Friday, or no, it's not Friday. You've got so many days left until Friday. And the whole thing is told to you by a random Kausei image. And the script generates a bit of static HTML and sticks it in place on my server. So you can look at that. I'm also going to link to the Kausei for Android app, and then the Kausei and Figlet man pages. So, Kausei and Figlet's good fun on the terminal on a Unix system. Go make yourself some ASCII text. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.